Some people asked Padre Pio for miracles, others asked him for advice. But one day, a man walked up to him and said, "Father, can you give me a program for my entire life?" And Padre Pio did, in a single sentence. But let's start from the beginning. One of Padre Pio's spiritual sons, Eligio Di Antonio, remembered a visit from a group of Swiss pilgrims. As Padre Pio greeted them in one of the hallways, one of them suddenly exclaimed, "Father, how handsome you are!" "Thank you for the compliment," Padre Pio replied. "Finally, someone tells me I'm handsome. But everyone runs away when they see me." He then added, "On beauty, it is often said that whoever wants to be well after a certain age must first prepare for old age and then youth." Since some of those present didn't understand what he meant, he explained, "During youth, it is necessary not to exhaust oneself in vices if we want to spend a good old age." A man named Michele Melillo from the nearby town of Simponto approached Padre Pio and asked, "Father, tell me something that can serve as my program for life." Let's think about that question for a moment. He wasn't asking for a quick fix to life's problems. He was probably aiming for a set of rules to help navigate life. But Padre Pio didn't offer a 12-step plan. He simply quoted the old catechism. He said, "Remember that you were born to know, love, and serve God, to enjoy Him eternally in paradise." That's it. In a world full of noise and complication, Padre Pio cuts through it all. Melillo asked for a plan for his life, and Padre Pio gave him the answer to the meaning of life itself. His life program isn't a list of achievements, it's a relationship. So what does this mean for you today? Every single one of your actions, your work, your conversations, even your struggles, fits into this program. Are you seeking to know God through prayer? Are you choosing to love God through kindness to others? Are you serving God in your daily activities? When we frame our life this way, the mundane becomes meaningful. We are no longer just getting through life, we are living out our ultimate purpose. And if stories like this help deepen your faith, subscribe and join us each week here at Following Padre Pio for more inspiring stories.